Welcome back to my podcast channel, where we are learning leadership together and resting in God's promise that He doesn't call the qualified, He qualifies the called. I am Kim Touchton, Ambassador Diamond with It Works Global.
If I told you my story, you would hear hope.
I want to finish up today talking about legacy. I had mentioned this the other day when we were moving from goals to vision. Today, I want us to move from vision to legacy. And, you know, they're related, but I do want to talk about the differences so that you understand what I'm talking about here. Because, again, when I first started hearing the word legacy, I didn't understand what that had to do with my little rat business I was building to make a couple hundred extra bucks a month. Legacy, I'm just trying to make it through the day, make sure my kids are fed and that I washed and dried my hair every other day, right? Like, I have no idea what you're talking about with the word legacy. But the more that I grew my business, I started understanding. I started understanding what everybody meant with this word. So legacy is what you're going to be known for. So it's even bigger than your vision, okay? So, you know, you have your vision, which are big goals and, you know, an all-encompassing goal, vision for your life. But your legacy is even bigger than that. It's who you are. It's what you're known for. It's your character. It's your leadership style. It's your love, how much love you're showing everyone in your life and your extended family and, you know, your extended family, your work family, or in real life. That's what a legacy is. So for me, I want to be the type of person or the type of leader that when someone says something negative or unflattering about me, that no one believes it because of my reputation and integrity. That's what I'm working on. I'm still working on it. I am nowhere near perfect, not even close, but that's the legacy I want to leave. You know, I want to be more than an It Works ambassador. I want to be known as a smart businesswoman who is a good steward of what she was given responsibility for, someone who took risks by stepping out in faith, someone who did the unpopular thing even when it wasn't easy, someone who stood up for what was right, someone who cared about people and loved people. Those are the types of things. That's the type of legacy I want to leave so that when people talk about Kim Touchton, when people talk about the person that I was, those are the types of things that they would say. So that is the type of thing that I'm working towards every single day so that I'm remembered as so much more than just an It Works ambassador who made a lot of money, paid off all her debt. You know, I also want to use this platform as a leader with It Works. I want to use that, you know, because all of us as leaders, you know, you grow your business and you have a lot of eyeballs looking at you. You have a lot of people, you have a lot of influence. Quentin Conway has been talking about this lately. You know, this position that we have a lot of influence with a lot of people who are watching us and listening. They are listening intently to what we're saying. They're watching what we're doing. And I want to make sure that I'm not throwing this chance away. You know, fame is fleeting and I may not always have this platform. And I don't want to remain silent. I want to speak up and I want to stand tall and strong for what is right. I want to stand up tall and let everyone know that God loves them and that there is a bigger hope. I want to let everybody out in the world know that there is another way with It Works. I want to use this platform that I've been given. Ultimately, my legacy that I want to leave is that I was a world changer and that I didn't sit by while things were happening and I didn't just pay off all my family's debt and do some fun things and hide away, that I started giving back and pouring into the people that needed it. That's the type of legacy that I'm working on. That's the type of legacy that I'm working towards every day. Just like on a vision board, just like on a dream board, this is the legacy that I want to work towards so that I'm known for this. I hope that you understand better now what I mean by legacy and maybe start thinking about the type of legacy that you want to leave and the type of things that you want to be known for and the characteristics and the integrity that you want to leave behind in the future for your kids and your family and for generations to come. Thanks for joining me today.